If you have your Bibles, I invite you to take them and turn to Micah chapter 4 this morning. Micah, the fourth chapter, we'll be focusing on verses 6 through 8. Micah chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. You can follow along as I read these three verses as we continue in our study of the book of Micah together. Micah 4 and verse number 6. In that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame. I will gather the outcasts and those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant and the outcast a strong nation. So the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from now on, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you it shall come. Even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. As you look here in these verses in Micah chapter 4, the prophet Micah prophesies that the lame and the outcasts of Israel would one day be made strong in God's promised coming kingdom. And for us today, I want us to learn this lesson that God has good plans for the lame and the outcasts of his people. He has good plans for the lame and for the outcast of his people. And I'm going to suggest that that means that God has good plans for all of us in Jesus. Now, in order for us to see that, we're going to divide our time in God's Word into two parts. In part one, we're going to focus on this prophecy that Micah gives here in these verses for the people of Judah and Israel in his day, and even still, what it does mean for them even yet today. And in the second part, we're going to see a truth that undergirds this prophecy, and this truth focuses our attention on God and his character, and from it we will draw